Okay.
Okay.
And we'll go to item 16, Black Sea Bass, request to adopt emergency regulation established in 2007, commercial directed fishery in bycatch fishery quotas.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What I'd like to do is present before the commission first the three regulation changes that staff is proposing, and then just briefly discuss some of the issues regarding the 2007 commercial quota for sea bass. Currently, our regulation pertaining to black sea bass contains wording that sets two distinct commercial quotas for the 2006 directed and bycatch fisheries. Annually, Virginia receives 20% of the coast-wide commercial quota, and as you'll see in this announcement, National Marine Fisheries Service did not finalize the 2007 coast-wide commercial quota until late December. That's the reason why staff is requesting an emergency amendment. At this time, staff is requesting that the emergency amendment is to set both the 2007 directed and bycatch quotas. In addition to that change, we would like to change gear restrictions regarding fish pots and traps. As you'll see at the bottom of this National Marine Fisheries Service announcement, there's been a change effective January 1st, 2007, regarding pots and traps that are fished in federal waters. The change is to address a escape fence. They're increasing the size for the escape fence. We would like to have our regulation reflect that. And the third change that staff is proposing in this emergency regulation is actually proposed by the black sea bass industry and is supported by staff. And in this slide, this is the section of our regulation that addresses industry's request. Last year, in fact, I believe it was a January commission meeting, commission allowed through this section of our regulation to set up a framework for directed fishery permit holders to authorize an alternate vessel to land quota on their individual quota without them having to be on board that vessel. The mechanism was set up. There's an authorization form that is reviewed by staff and approved by the commissioner. As you'll see at the bottom of this regulation, currently that authorization is only good for 30 days from the day approved by the commissioner. Industry is informed staff that the 30-day restriction, or excuse me, the 30-day authorization can prove to be too small a window. The alternate vessels are typically trawl vessels, and 30 days is from the time that the form is signed has not been always sufficient to allow them to get out, catch fish, and get back to port. So staff does support extending that an additional 30 days. Now, those are the three items that are that you'll see are to be addressed in the emergency regulation. Also in your packet are two letters from individuals regarding the distribution of the 2007 quota. In the slide here, if you'll see on the fourth row, the quota allocations that were given for the past 3 years and staff's proposal for the 2007 quota for both the directed and bycatch fisheries. Traditionally, since this limited entry fishery was set up, the quotas were allocated, I believe, roughly 84% to the directed fishery and the remaining 16%, or 15.8%, was put as the bycatch quota. This came about, and I guess this history will help in item 22. The bycatch portion was decided when staff originally looked at the total landings for the limited entry qualifying period. At that time, in order to qualify for, as a directed fisherman, you needed to have 10,000 pounds during the entire qualifying period. When staff reviewed all those qualifying permittees for the directed fishery and looked at the total amount of landings during that qualifying period, the resulting portion of the quota was 84% of all landings. So using that number, to date, the directed fishery has received 84% of the yearly annual quota. At this time, and staff has met with the black sea bass industry regarding changes for 2007, we're proposing reducing the bycatch quota to 10% of what is Virginia's overall commercial quota. You'll see on this slide, on the right-hand table, the bycatch harvest has been quite a bit under, or significantly under, its overall quota allocation. And at just under 46,000 pounds for 2007, it would still be well under any previous year's landings. In addition, the bycatch fishery is the landings for the bycatch are mainly based on trawls that are coming in with flounder catch. The flounder quota has also been reduced, and we would assume that would mean that the number of commercial trips coming in will also be reduced. Therefore, we feel that this is a safe number to be sitting on the bycatch. At this time, I don't believe either of the gentlemen who have provided letters are here today. Small audience. Staff would recommend that while adopting this emergency regulation, which would expire in 30 days, that advertising for a February public hearing and wording the notice so that there are options at the public hearing for the commission to be able to consider some alternate form of administering the overall quota. I won't get into the specifics of either of the two gentlemen's proposals that you have in front of you, but I would just like the wording for the notice so that they would be able to present those to the commission at the public hearing.
Anybody have any questions on the commission? If not, the matter is before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt the emergency regulation as proposed by staff, and furthermore that we advertise a February public hearing to set the 2007 quotas, as well as presenting a range of options as they relate to the distribution of this fishery.
Second. Motion.
I'll second.
Are any seconds? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstaining, unanimous. Thank you. Good report. Good. Item 17, the Virginia Oyster Restoration approval of the 2007 program and approval of the procurement and procedures.
This is a request from the Virginia Seafood Council, and they have requested a February public hearing to consider what I think is year five of their experimentation. At this time, there is no written proposal that has been forwarded by the Seafood Council. However, that is expected fairly soon. The evaluation talks a little bit about the criteria. You know, mainly the Code of Virginia establishes the times where that if there is a hearing, it can be held no more than 60 and not less than 30 days before the commissioner would authorize any placement. The other part that Jack Travelstead mentions here is that there is an ad hoc panel of scientists through the Chesapeake Bay program, and he would hope that if it's an early proposal coming from the Seafood Council, they would also have a chance to review it before your public hearing, although that's not absolutely necessary. So it all depends on when the Seafood Council forwards this proposal. If it's very soon, there could be a February public hearing. If not, then it would be a request for a March public hearing. So I would ask that the commission approve that contingency.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve that contingency.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstained, unanimous.
That was number 20, wasn't it?
No, 17.
No.
You want to go back on 17? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
At this late hour, you want the long version, or are you familiar enough with what we do on this that you want a short version? Or
yesterday's version.
What's yesterday's version?
It already happened.
Hmm? The short version, please.
Yesterday's version. It happened yesterday,
We always present our plan for what we're going to do for a replenishment program